This is what I wrote, and I haven't bothered to memorize it, and it's called Uncle Ho's Party.
Club.
How's that, professionalism, right? Okay, J.J.'s going to spell me on a guitar. We're going to have a little on the drums, right? A little on the bass over here, right? Got a whole damn band working for me. Okay, this is, like I say, this is what happened to me one day, so I'm going to give you a little message here. Go. Oh, they briefed me one morning and they said, "Hey, Irvy, rejoice, we want you to go all the way up north to see your uncle." I said, "Milty." They said, "No ho." I said, "Oh boy, will he throw a party?" They laughed and said, "You can take bets. When you knock on his door, well, he'll meet you with fireworks, and it's all to the tune of jets." Well, my uncle is a poor man, and while he's kind of skinny, he's not the kind that begs. So I loaded up my five with lots of 20 Mike and six 750-pound eggs. Well, I got through Hanoi, and we sure had a party, more fun than I can tell. Well, my uncle didn't like the eggs that I brought him and proceeded to give me hell. There never was more fireworks than he showed me up there, but old uncle was mad to beat the band. So I didn't hang around or sit down on the ground. I enjoyed about all that I could stand. Well, I used to greet my uncle with a burst of 20 Mike, but seven said he'll have no more of that. But forgot to tell him to knock off the horseshit and stop all the goddamn flack. Well, I made it back safely, and though there'll be more parties, I don't think I cares to go. Send the briefers first. That's my motto, to party with my Uncle Ho. Now, the moral of the story, if there is one, is log your 100, 1, 2, 3. Get them done, have some fun, pack your bags, me on the run, but don't let them extend you like me.